That is why your name is forevermore. You have been faithful long. You've been faithful long. Oh, from the ages past. That is why your name. That is why your name, oh, is forevermore. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for us. What a powerful God. What a marvelous God. Is there to do marvelous thing for me? Hallelujah. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous thing for me. What a powerful God. What a marvelous. Is there to do marvelous thing for me? Come and see, oh, come and see, come and see, oh, come and see, come and see what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in us. Come and see what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in us. Come and see, oh, come and see. Come and see, oh, come and see. Come and see what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in us. Oh, yeah. Come and see what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in my soul. You are going to pray and say, Father, I thank you for the gift of life, and I thank you for the salvation of my soul. Go ahead and make that your prayer this morning. Let's lift up to our voices and bless the name of our God, the God who sustained our life, the God who preserved us over the night while we were sleeping like a baby. The Lord was there busy watching over us. He never sleeps nor slumber. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. I say, Father, I thank you for this morning. I give you the glory. I thank you that I'm among the living. You are wonderful. You are merciful. You are righteous. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, you are going to lift up your voice this morning and thank God for this testimony. You are going to say, Mighty God, I thank you for these testimonies that have been shared this morning. To you be all the glory. Let's go ahead and return all the glory to God, the one who sustained our life, the one who preserves us, the one who is honoring his word, the one who is doing his work in Jesus' house. Father, we are grateful for this testimony. I want you to lift up your voice and pray. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you're praying when you join us praying. Lord, I bless your name. I thank you this morning. I thank you for this testimony that you do not allow testimony to be missing in our midst. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. To you be all the praise. To you be all the adoration. You are El Shaddai. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the God who was and is to come. I thank you for honoring your words in our midst. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. To you be all the praise. To you be all the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, your next prayer point, I want you to unmute your devices, as we pray, every one of us, unmute your devices as we pray. Now, the Bible warns us against many things. And one of the things the Bible warned us against is lying. Lying. line, for
Yep.
sure. For sure. As children of God, I want you to continue to be truthful. I want you to continue to say the truth at all times. So you are going to lift up your voice this morning and pray with me. Now you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
In the
the
name
name
of
of
Jesus.
please deliver my lip from a lying lip.
Please
Please deliver
deliver
my
my lip from a
lying
lying
lip.
lips.
Lying lip, go ahead and make that your
Save
prayer.
my
As
family
you
in
go, Jesus,
the
as a
mighty
lying
name of
lip in the
Jesus.
name of
In the
Jesus.
name of Jesus,
Bible
mighty God
says
of
that
our lips. Father,
October
name of
chapter
Jesus.
number nine, verse
Father, name
38.
of Jesus,
The
Father,
lying tongue hated
my
those
lips
that
on
are
thy
close to
Jesus.
Jesus.
What is
Deliver my
my
lips
Father,
from
name of
a lying
Jesus.
word.
Lift
May
up
that
my
be
lips
prayer,
on
my
thy
son,
tongue,
in
my
the
lips.
name of Jesus.
The mighty
Deliver
name
my
of
tongue
Jesus,
from a
Governor.
lying
Deliver
lip.
my
Deliver
tongue,
my
Lord,
God,
my
tongue
lips
from
on
a
thy
lying
lips.
lip.
In the name of
Deliver your
Jesus.
tongue from a lying
Deliver
lip. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My son from a lying lip. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nagara
Father, in
the name of
Jesus.
Amen. A louder amen.
Amen.
We are going to deliver. We are going to pray that God delivers our children even from a lying lip. God hates lying, and as believers, we must hate it as well. The Bible says in that book of Proverbs 26, verse 28, a lying tongue hated those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth walketh wrong. You must not flatter. Just you don't need to try to make anybody's health to be, to be swollen, as it is often said. No, just say the way it is. Now, your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father, by your
Now,
mighty power,
by your
please
mighty power.
hide and deliver our children from lying lips. Go ahead and make that your prayer this morning. Unmute your devices and pray. Unmute your devices and pray wherever you may be. Join us to pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver all our children from lying lips. In the name of Jesus, our children will not be victims of lies. In the mighty name of Jesus, this one, their heart will not be sold out to mine. In the name of Jesus,
deliver our children from a lying lip. In the name of Jesus, help them not to die. Deliver them from the spirit of blindness. In the name of Jesus, every lying spirit that puts in our children, arise, O Lord, and deliver them. Deliver them, my family, all the children in Jesus' name, all the children in the body of
Lord,
Christ.
deliver our
Father, let
children,
not the spirit
deliver
of
our younger
lies
daughter,
speak that you
you
for
life
Jesus. Operate in them. Deliver them mightily in those spirits. In the name of Jesus.
We have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And then lastly, you are going to pray. The same chapter tells us something very important. Now it tells us that we are not to conceive deceit. Now you are going to pray and say, Father, in the name
Father,
of Jesus,
in the
help
name
me
of
to
Jesus,
remain a honest person.
in
Go
the name of
ahead and make that your prayer.
Jesus,
Brethren, go ahead and pray. I want you to know that this prayer is more powerful than praying that your enemies fall down and be. If the Lord does not find iniquity in you, he can then get his enemies and apply it. Lift up your voice and say, Father, this morning, my heart will not continue to deceive. Lord, empower us, help me to continue to be honest in the name of Jesus. Honesty is very Jesus, for the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your trust and your honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, have the body of Christ and your honor. In Agabo Agado, Jalatu, Bayanda, Dagaba, Ancient of Days, we count it a great honor again to come before you. Thank you for this mighty testimony. Thank you for honoring your word. Thank you for recovery of missing document. Thank you for vindicating your daughter. Thank you for all the other testimony, both the one that has been shared and the one that are yet to be shared. Jesus be glorified. This morning, Lord, as we have prayed, even as we keep pointing our attention, even as a church, to things that matters in your heart, I pray, Father, we receive grace this morning to yield to what you are saying to your church at this time in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, like you said unto the churches, the seven churches, let him that have an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord said. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we will not be pursuing wrong things in the name of Jesus. Lord, open our eyes, open our ear to hear what your Spirit is saying at this time for our life, even for your church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask, oh Lord, take over this slip of clay like we always do and let your name be glorified. Save so heal the sick, set the captives free. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. And people of God, we shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus' name, the Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Just right after the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, I'll take verse 8, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Let thy garment be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Now also the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I'm going to read 1 and 2. Let's get our Bible. Make sure you have your Bible with you. Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, yesterday, God began with us to bring his word on the subject, let thy garment be always white. We mentioned by the help of the Holy Ghost, we mentioned it in passing that this passage that we read yesterday, which is Ecclesiastes 9, 8 to 12, if we were not here yesterday, please read that to yourself. Read that for understanding. That passage from that verse 8 to 12 summarizes four things. Number one, our personal life. Our garment must always be white. Number two is our family. It talks about living peacefully with the wife of your youth, because it means that if as a man, you are not living peacefully with the wife of your youth, it already defies your garment. That's what it translates it. That's what it means. And the same thing, not just the man, the woman. Oftentimes the Bible refers, to the man. Why? Because the man was the human being that God created, and the woman came from the man. So when you hear the Bible refer to the man, it's talking about both man and woman. And so now the same thing as a woman. If you are not living peacefully with your husband, that means he defiles your garment already. Number three is work. It's the Bible said in verse 9 of it, it said, whatever thy hand finds to do, do it well, with all thy might, with all thy might, with all thy mind. And then the end of, and then the fourth part is reminding us of the end of life. It's showing us a picture of what the end of life looked like. That there is no work or device in the grave where we are, where we go to, every one of us. So is so this scripture basically summarizes the need for us to be perfect before God. Why? Because whether we like it or not, somehow one day at our old age, our eyes will be closed in death. And so the writer of this book simply showing us a picture that now our heart must be wise. And so our garment must be always white. Now, when we talk about garment, garment represent many things. Number one, as we see from Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the garment here represents our body, not necessarily the garment, the shirt I'm putting on now. Our bodies must always be pure. Our body. That's why the writer says that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, holy. Number two, garment represent our hearts, the state of our heart. Garment represent the state of our hearts. I want you to make sure you put all of these to heart because God is bringing them to us for a purpose. So number one, garment represents your body. Number two, it represents your heart. It represents your heart. And then number three, garment also represent the physical clothes too that you put on. Again, even though that is not the first, but it's also part of it. It represents the clothes at a point in the book of Joshua. God told the people of Israel that he told Joshua to tell them that they should sanctify themselves. They should wash their clothes. So that means it's important you don't put on dirty clothes. It's important you wash your clothes when, you know, when it's dirty. And so it's a combination of many things. So when you hear, let thy garment be always white, don't just think it's because you have to wear white clothes to make heaven. No, no, that's not what we're saying. What first is first our body. Our body must always be pure before the Lord. Number two is represent the state of our heart. If you are clean, you are beautiful outside, you are elegant outside, but your heart is rotten, then your garment is not white. And if the other way too, I mean, if your heart is right with God, then it must reflect in your physical body. It must reflect in your physical body. And then also the way you dress, your garment, there must not be any form of dirt in it. Now, purity. Now, the word white there, again, it symbolizes purity. It symbolizes holiness. Let thy garment be always white. So two things, one, garment, and two, white, which represent purity. And now, when you talk about purity, the Bible tells us that be ye therefore holy, even as your heavenly Father is holy. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16 tells us that we must be holy. Genesis 17, verse 1 tells us that we should walk before God and be perfect. Now, why is it important that your garment must always be white? You may ask yourself the question. Well, then the first thing is that Jesus could come at any time. It could happen right now. It could happen 5 minutes later. It could happen tomorrow morning. It could happen during Bible study. It could happen while we're sleeping next week. And so if our garment is always white, then that puts us in a state whereby the Lord, you know, comes for a church without spots or wrinkles. So our garment must always be white. Why? Not for the pastor. No. Oftentimes people do things to, you know, just to, you know, because pastor, no. Please let everything you do be to the glory of God. Is that your garment must be white, not because of the pastor, but for yourself. My garment must be white, not because of anybody, but for myself. So please, is that the Bible is teaching us that let thy garment always, the word always, that don't say, we just finished fasting and prayer. I was righteous before God, and now fasting and prayer is over, and you begin to live a sinful life. No. In fact, the Bible says anybody who is doing that, that when God will come for such a person, he will remember the good they have done. He said he will visit them, he will judge them based on the evil he meets with them. I pray for you, and I pray for myself and the church. When the Lord comes for our lives in our old age, in the name of Jesus Christ, the works of our hand will be perfect. It will be pure in the name of Jesus. Our labor will not be in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. So the word always is number three there. Always, always. That means in the morning, not just during revival hour, as you are going to work, at school, every time you are traveling, you are eating, always. So our garment must always be white. I want you to know that with God, all things are possible. Now you are going to bow down your head as you pray this morning. And you know, you are going to pray for yourself. Number one is you are going to say, Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. Make that your prayer, wherever you may be this morning. Make sure you are lifting up your voice and praying, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. You are the great and mighty God. You are Elohim. You are El Shaddai. I thank you for bringing your word unto me this morning. Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now you are going to pray this prayer point. Now I want you to write them down as much as you can. I'll just pray the one as much as you're able to get because of time. Number one, you are going to pray and say, Father, whatever may have defiled my body till this moment, please have mercy and purify my body by the blood of Jesus. Go ahead and make that your prayer. Number two is you are going to pray and say, Father, please let my heart be right before you always in the name of Jesus. Make that your prayer. Father, please let my heart be right before you in the name of Jesus. Whatever may have defiled it, in the name of Jesus. Number three is to pray and say, Father, please help me to maintain a clean life. Help me, Lord, to be pure before you, to be clean before you spiritually, physically. Go ahead and pray. Somebody can have a clean clue, but their heart is not pure before the Lord. Somebody can look at it again, but their heart is fast. So it is a combination of many things. Say, Father, this morning, please, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord, to live a righteous and a holy life in the mighty name of Jesus. And then add your own personal request. Make sure you're praying. Add your own personal request this morning. Are you here? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. You are here. You are not born again. Your garment must always be white. It must always be white in order to make it to heaven. So I want to raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Now, I pray for those who have prayed this prayer. Father, forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, take the next few more seconds and pray for yourself. Remember, you're praying for yourself. You're not praying for anybody. You're praying for yourself. It's a personal prayer. Father, this morning, I thank you for your word you brought unto me. Please, Lord, whatever may have defiled my body, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus avail. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus avail. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, this morning, let the state of my heart be right before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the state of my heart be right before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace this morning by your mercy to live a life that brings glory and honor to you, a life of purity in the spiritual, in the physical, in the name of Jesus, for me and members of my household. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So I want you to stretch forth your hand. Now, this morning, I pray for you and your family. This word you have heard will mix with faith in your heart in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you today as you step out, grace to maintain that life of purity, that your garment will always be white. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray whatever may have defiled your body this morning, the Lord show you mercy and purify you with his own blood in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I ask this morning, Father, as your children set out, in the name of Jesus, let your glory radiate over their lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray as you go out today, you are going out in full. You will come back in full with testimony in Jesus' name. By the time we gather in the evening for prayer, even for the word of God, you'll be singing a new song.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that may be carrying the mark of death, I cancel that mark of death now in the name of Jesus. Arrow of death nullified in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
God, we shout a big amen.
Amen. Amen.
Holy. Goodness and mercy
all
the days of my
life,
and I will dwell in the
house of the Lord
forever.
Amen.
Give it to your neighbor. Surely
goodness and mercy shall follow you
all the days of
your life,
and you will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever.
Amen. The Lord bless.